Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew, and happy Monday. It's February 22nd. I feel like this is the third week in a row where we're getting like 8 or 9 inches of snow. This is absurd. This is the most snow I've ever seen in my entire life. This is crazier than when I lived in New Hampshire as a kid. It's insane. Did everybody have a good weekend? Anyone do anything fun? Watch any good movies? Any good shows? Get out of the house? Run some errands? I had a pretty good weekend, you know? A lot of hanging out. Jeez, this guy hit me up on Instagram. I forgot. I don't think I've ever told this story. But I went to go see his band a couple of years ago. He hit me up. He's like, hey, Andrew, I don't know if you remember us, but we're the band that you went to see in Harrisburg. And I was like, holy shit, I remember that night. It was wild. So our radio guy, Kurt, at the time, he's like, hey, Andrew, are you going back to Philly this weekend? I heard someone told me that. I was like, I am. And he said, could you see a band in Harrisburg for me? They keep hitting me up. I'll intro you to the guys, and you can figure it out. And I said, hell yeah, let's do a road trip to Harrisburg, the beautiful city of Harrisburg. So Harrisburg's kind of shitty, actually, I believe. But anyway, it ended up being quite a trip. I went to a Harrisburg warehouse party. So that night, you know, I drive out, beautiful drive. It's like 3 hours from me, maybe 2.5, just jamming out, listening to some of their demos or whatever. Check into my hotel, get to the show around 8:30. They go on. It's in this like really dirty, grungy club. I forget the name of the club, but it was kind of cool. You like walk down these steps and it's literally just underground. It may be called the Underground or something like that, but very cool. You know, it was their album release show, so it was probably about 70 people. The mom was there. I was talking to her. I don't know, their friends and everything. After the show, we hung out for a little bit, and they're like, Andrew, what are you doing now? I'm like, well, I was going to just go back to my hotel. They're like, why don't you come to our after party? And I was like, all right, fuck it. I got nothing to do. What, you know, what? He was like, all right, you can ride with me and my buddy. All we have to do, though, we have to go back to my apartment and grab 300 Jell-O shots. I was like, holy shit. He's like, yeah, dude. It took me all day yesterday to make these things, and I'm excited. So we drive back there. I help him funnel in the Jell-O shots. They're like trays and trays. He had like, you know, you see those cartoons of someone holding 18 pizzas? It looked like that. So we're doing Jell-O shots in the car there. We get to this place, and I kid you not, it was a fucking... There was cars, people working on fucking cars. There's a recording studio in there. There was like a blacksmith. Then there was 150, 200 people there playing beer pong, this whole thing. Holy shit, it was one of the best times I've ever had. We're Jell-O shot and drinking beers. I was stumbling around. I was like, I love you guys. Oh, man. We're partying. It's like, wait, you live in New York? How is that? This is crazy. Like, these are hardworking Americans. You know, the blue-collar, hardworking guys. The band was there. They're showing me more demos. It was like a studio slash warehouse thing. This guy working on the car, you know, we hung out for a little bit. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a carburetor. I'm like, all right. So night goes very well. I get, you know, pretty wasted. I end up waking up. I completely forgot. So this, I was like, I couldn't figure out my hotel. I'm like, I don't know where it is. So this girl was driving me around, a woman, I guess. And she was like, all right. You could just stay at my place. And I was like, great, my phone's dead. You know, I don't know where I'm going. She's like, all right. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, ooh. And I was like, I'm not in my hotel. I'm like, where the fuck am I? And my door was closed. It opens. Some random guy. He's like, who are you? I'm like, I was at the party last night. I don't know where I am right now. It's like, well, how'd you get here? I was like, I can't tell you. I don't know. I got dropped off. And I was like, so you weren't at the show last night? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, do you have a phone charger? I can tell you who I am. He was like, well, we're an Android family. I'm like, fucking of course. My phone's dead. I don't know where I am. I'm in Harrisburg right now. And so we were talking for like 5 minutes. Like, all right, so maybe it was my wife. I'm like, wife? I'm like, oh, fuck. But she's out right now. I'm like, well, when's she going to get back? And it was the most awkward 5 minutes of my entire life. She comes back. He's like, yeah, we met last night at the show, and he couldn't figure out. His phone died and everything. I was like, whew, thank God that this woman came back. Her husband had no fucking idea who I was. I was like, what the fuck is that? You didn't tell him last night? Oh, my God. This guy could have killed me. So anyway, I left. Found a restaurant nearby, charged my phone, went back to the hotel, and what a wild night. You know, so, some of these things I cherish. Others I'm like, I wish that never happened, but that was a night to cherish, minus that weird, creepy guy that I had no idea. He must have thought I was some kind of criminal who just, you know, raided the house and fell asleep. I feel bad for him. He was a pretty big dude, too. That's that was a hell of a night. Well, there's my story on how Andrew goes to a warehouse party in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hope you enjoyed, everybody. But anyway, we should get into some questions here. The good old days, the rock and roll pre-COVID days. That's what happened. So anyway, he hit me up. He wants to catch up. I'm happy to do that. But yeah, let's get into some questions before I go way off track here. So these ones, I read a couple of these prior. Some of them are kind of wild. Definitely not suitable for work. So, you know, if you're triggered by some stuff, you don't have to listen. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. All right. First question. I caught my husband masturbating to a photo of my own mother. Oh no, that is fucking gross. I feel really betrayed and need advice for how to move on from this. I've been married to my husband for 2 years now. He is 34 and I'm 24. Oh, wow. We were dating for 4 years before that. We have a really great marriage, and I always thought everything was perfect. This weekend, I went out to do the food shopping. But soon after I left, I remembered I forgot my mask, so went back home to get it. I thought I left my mask in my husband's home office, so I went upstairs and walked in and was shocked to find him sitting at his desk naked and jerking off. And then I looked at his computer screen, and it was a photo of my own mother. It was a photo taken from a social media of her on vacation, and she was wearing a bikini. Oh man, he thought you left. There's another one too where someone forgot their mask and they're back. My husband admitted that he's been jerking off to her photo for years. Oh my God. I feel totally betrayed and finding it really hard to trust my husband. I want to move on from this, but I can't stop thinking about it. I'm sorry about laughing. This is absurd. I don't know if I should tell my mother. Everything is just so confusing. Any advice would really help me. Huh. So here's the thing. Guys have to hide where they jerk off. It seems like there's a lot of people getting caught. You know, you got to really, especially if you're jerking off to your mother-in-law, you got to keep that, you got to lock the door. That's what you got to, that's my first part of advice for the guy. This is really creepy though. And why did he even admit that he's been doing it for years? He should, you know, I'm not pro-lying, but my God, he should have been like, that was a one-time thing. I don't know what I was doing. I was bored. I don't know. But I would, sorry, I'm drinking coffee too. I would really get couples therapy after this. Or unless you want to just divorce the guy. That would be weird. If my wife was jerking off or whatever to like, ugh, that is just absurd. Couples counseling. Get therapy if you think you could manage this. I would leave the house for a couple of days, go stay with your parents or something. That is just absurd. I don't know if I would even tell your mom though. I would keep this between you guys. I don't know. If I was a mom, I'd be flattered to be honest with you. But if you don't, this is a divorceable offense. I think. I hate to bring divorce back into it, but this is absurd. Sorry this happened to you. I feel bad about this. Yeah, this is divorce or couples therapy. If you still think you love the guy, you guys are 10 years apart too. So you're 24, he's 34. If he's doing this shit when he's 34, I get if you're like 18 or 19 or whatever. But my God, Jesus, you gotta put a hold on this. Just find normal gilfs or whatever, you know. That's a thing, I think. Doesn't have to be. That's way too weird for me. I can't deal with this. I would get a divorce. No couples therapy for me. My advice: leave the guy. Leave him in the dust. Another one bites the dust, is what they say. Wow, right off the bat with these questions here, man. All right, next question. I need help thinking of a lie to tell my girlfriend. That's never a good start. We share a bank account, and we just got our taxes back. I have a little over $2,000 coming back, and she knows about it. She asked if I was going to use it for golf club fittings that I've put off for almost a year, and I said maybe. but I really want to pay it off the rest of her engagement ring. Aw, she doesn't know you're going to pop the question soon. That's cute. What's a good lie to tell her so she doesn't get suspicious or get mad, thinking I'm using the money for something else? I have another bank account that she knows about, but doesn't know how much money is in it. I'm just not sure how to go about this without ruining the surprise, you know? Thanks for any advice. Well, that's actually pretty sweet. You know, it's going to be hard to really lie about this $2,000. Here's something. Just say you invested in some stocks. I've been talking about stocks a lot. Just say you did that. The money's gone. I opened up some other part of that, but then she's going to start asking about stocks. Just say like Norwegian or Tesla or something. All right. But yeah, I don't know. I would also say, yeah, just pay it off immediately. And I would try and pop the question before. Like she may be suspicious, but maybe, you know, maybe think a way to propose and do it shortly after you get the money. Or say you're putting it somewhere else. Yeah, just maybe a new account or something, a savings account would work. But this is going to be tough. You can't just hide $2,000 from people without them knowing something's up. But you definitely don't want to ruin the surprise. So come up with how you're going to propose. Once you get the money, you know, say it's in another account or a stock market or something, and, you know, maybe a week or two go by and then pop the question. You know, you don't want to wait too long. Congratulations on being able to pay off the engagement ring. I don't even know how much you spend on an engagement ring. I'm going to say you probably spent about $8,000 or $9,000 on it, $8,000 or $9,000. That's a lot of money. And your other bank account only has $500 in it? My, oh my. I wonder, I hope you guys have a happy marriage and a happy life. You know, this is going to be quite a ride. I hope she doesn't start masturbating to your dad or something. later down the road. But yeah, that's what I would do. Just say it's in another account or you invested it or something. You bought Bitcoin. And then after that, I would tell her about the lie, though, obviously. Like, I wanted to pay this off and I didn't want to ruin the surprise. And she'd probably be like, "Ah, oh my God, no golf for you? Aw." Something like that. Golfing's pretty sweet, though. Why don't you just get the golf things? You know, fuck the proposal, man. Just get the golf fittings. I don't even know what that is, but, you know, engage next year. You know, save up a couple more bucks. Do what you want to do, but yeah, I'm just saying. Golfing or getting engaged. I don't know. Yeah, it's tough, depending on the weather. Yeah, so hope everything works out. Hit me up. I would love to hear an update on how you proposed. I'm always wondering how people do it. I kind of like the quiet things. I don't want people around proposing at a game unless, you know, she owns part of the team. Yeah, isn't my style. Teach his own. So, yeah, let's get on to the next question. Drinking some Dunkin' Donuts coffee again today. Life is good. My husband of 6 years just came out of the closet and I don't know what to do. I've been married to my high school sweetheart husband for 6 years now. Last night he just told me he's gay and he can't keep it in any longer. Neither of us know what to do moving forward. I honestly had my suspicions, but I chalked it up to being ED. Okay. I'm still very much in love with my husband. We have two daughters, and I literally have no family left outside of us because I was disowned for dating him. He's Jewish, and I come from a Muslim family. I still don't get that stuff. It's so weird, but I feel like my world has turned upside down, and I didn't get any sleep at all. I want him to be happy because I'm still in love with him, but I'm also pissed off because he's never thought to tell me in the 12 years we've been together. I just don't know what to do. It feels like my world is falling apart. I just need some advice from a third party on where we could go from here. Yeah, this is tough. I'm sorry that happened to you. I mean, he should have been honest and upfront way back then. So you have a right to be mad, obviously, and the kids are it's going to be tough on them. And that sucks that you were disowned because you can't really go back to your family now, which is really annoying. And, you know, I'm not a religious guy, so I don't really understand this stuff. But yeah, disowning someone in your family for dating a Jewish guy, man, have you been to New York City? Anyway, so it's just, yeah, that's absurd. I'm sorry this happened to you. I would try and figure out if you can go to some sort of lawyer, maybe therapy or lawyer and figure out the best way to do a separation. Because, you know, his feelings aren't going to change. This is going to be over. So the best thing that you could do is figure out a way to keep the kids in both of your lives, get an easy divorce, and I would go to therapy And yeah, just figure out a way to separate peacefully how you're going to handle all your assets, how you're going to handle the kids, how you're going to tell the kids, and make sure it goes as smooth as possible. Because obviously, what I said before, he's not going to change his feelings about it. The thing's over. So just as peacefully as it can, so you don't hurt the kids, and he can maybe still be in your life if you guys, you know, are sort of, you know, hang out with the kids together or something. I know it's heartbreaking now, but I think eventually you'll realize that the kids are the most important part of this, and you don't want to really screw that one up. So that's what I would do. That's my advice. And let me know how it goes. If there's an update, let me know. All right, let's get on with this, shall we? Fight with my boyfriend led to choking. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 months. Okay, that's not a long time. We always have small arguments. He'll raise his voice and that's the most it's gone. Yesterday during our argument, he put his hands around my throat and squeezed it while saying, "You have no idea how easy I could take your life." Jesus fucking Christ, this guy's a psycho. I grabbed his hand and pulled as hard as I could, gasping for air, he let go. It really has me shaken up. Am I wrong to be upset? In your opinion, is this an early sign of someone who's going to go further than that? Yes. This guy is going to kill you at some point. You need to leave immediately. Who would ever do that? This guy needs to be in prison, right? Why don't you call the police? That's what we call domestic battery, I believe. And yeah, he should be put in jail, and you need to get out of there. That's the, you can't be sticking around with somebody who does that. And it's been 4 months. I'm still in a honeymoon phase at 4 months. I'm like, I love you, baby. I love you so much. Good night. Sweet dreams. You know, after a while, I'm just like, all right, go to bed. My God. But yeah, this is terrible. So yeah, there should be no advice needed in this one. Call the cops. Get out of there. If you could stay with any or one of your friends, family members, break up with them. We'll block them on everything. That's what I meant to say. Not keep contact minimal. I meant block him on everything. Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. Block his number. Get a restraining order, too. Because, I mean, if you try and break up with this dude, he may actually try and kill you. So leave in the middle of the night if you have to. Just get out of there. That's my advice. All right. Let's do one more. My son married his aunt. What? And now they want a child? We knew that our son and his aunt had a strong friendship. But last year, we were shocked to learn that they planned to marry. It is legal where we live, Quebec, Canada. Nevertheless, we tried to dissuade them from doing it. They laughed right at our faces. Now, they announced to us on the phone that they are trying to have a child. Even his grandparents, parents of my husband and my sister-in-law, tried to dissuade them unsuccessfully. And we've suggested them to adopt a child. They refuse. Should we give up? How does this happen? So he's marrying his aunt. Isn't that your sister? Or your wife's sister? That is absurd. What, were they just hanging out at coffee shops together? I don't know what you do in Canada. Go snowmobiling or... I don't even know what you do in Canada. I know there's a lot of trees up there. Wow, this is kind of gross. Is it the blood aunt? That's messed up. I would never let anyone get that close. I'd be like, hey, sis, why don't you back off my fucking son? Why are you over at the house all the time? Why are you guys hanging out all the time? Close friendship. It's a lot more than that. Yeah, this is, you know, it's kind of nauseating here, but if it's legal, man, I guess you can do whatever you want to do. What's the advice here? You gotta break it off with your sister or something. This is weird. I have no advice on this one. They're gonna do what they're gonna do. They laughed in your face. Damn, your sister sucks. Wow. Or your wife's sister sucks. I don't know which one, but if your wife's sister is that shitty, man, I'd be pissed at my wife. Or if the other way around, I'd be pissed at the husband. Be like, what the fuck? I knew Aunt Susie was a weirdo. Like, what's this about? You know? What the hell's going on? That is, you know, whatever. Teach his own. I don't want to say is that incest? That could be. Wow. You guys need to have a documentary about this or something. Start a podcast. My son's marrying his aunt, my sister. That's a TLC show right there. But in any case, I don't know, because you can't just block your son off from your life. I would kind of ease back on that relationship. Let him reach out to you. And I assume this is eventually going to fail. This is going to be a failed marriage, I assume. But if they love each other. Oh, man, this is absurd. These questions today are nuts. I mean, I love them. It's entertaining, but I don't know what to do. This is the first time I'm my jaw's dropping. I got no real advice besides give them room. Don't let them live their lives for a bit. I'd never talk to the sister again, and maybe threaten that if you go through with it, we're never talking to you again, and we're gonna disown you or something. If you feel that strongly about it, but my God, woo wee, yikes, holy hell, it's like Jesus, man, that is weird. But anyway, that was the last question today, everybody. I hope you had fun. I hope you guys are having a lovely Monday. Thank you for tuning in to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew. If you're in the snow, stay safe out there. If you're not, I hope it's sunny out. And yeah, have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Pull that shit up, fool. It's ours. Must. Damn, so you ain't gonna put. Oh, you gonna make a nigga beg you for. Okay, boo. Easy. Popped out a motherfucker bed. Popped in a motherfucker coupe. Put up on the Birdman. I'm a mobster. You got 50 old bands, you'll be my sponsor. Just for the night. Them snakes on that plane, me and Kanye Condor. Yeah. I might piece him up and let my partner smoke him. Chuck E. Cheese him up, I piece of him, I roll him. I'm a gangster, I don't damn baby, I poke. Right now, I'm surrounded by some gangsters from Manoia. I heard I put it in a spot, yes, and she told me. My nigga, mugging these niggas, why you so lonely? I heard my know your niggas not friendly, like no way. But we not friendly either, you know what? Yeah, thumbs up. Don't see more hoes in the golf course, hold on the trunk up. My bitch a tall, bloody hush, nigga, runk up. And if you catch us down bad, you're not gon' trunk up. You got a body, little nigga, we got a ton up. You got some robbing, little nigga, we got some bad ones. I let that chopper come block a blocker get back, son. You got them MJ niggas, I got no Jacksons.
Rex.
But really, what is it to do with a whole world constantly hating on you? Pussy nigga, hold they nuts masturbating on you. Meanwhile, the fucking federal baiting on you. Nigga, tell me what you do. Would you stand up or would you turn to a pussy nigga? I got 100 things to do. And I can start rapping, but I can't stop stacking fucking figures.
Yeah, I'm from that motherfucking know your nigga. Birdman will break a nigga nose, little nigga. You need to slow your fucking roll, little nigga. We created kids on shoulders, nigga. I'm a scary fucking sight, little nigga. We won 100 mil on fights, little nigga. 100 bands, show you right, little nigga. I keep some AKs on my flights, little nigga. Birdman, will it be? What? Smoke some stunner blunts, now my eyes Chinese. 100K on private flights overseas. Chopper City, nigga, free BG. Bentley with the doors all around, not a Jeep. Rich nigga shit, smoke 2 pounds in a week. Can't find a bitch that don't know we them streets. Bitches know that I am Birdman, that's OG.
But really, what is it to do with a whole world constantly hating on you? Pussy nigga, hold they nuts masturbating on you. Meanwhile, the fuck federal baiting on you. Nigga, tell me what you do. Would you stand up or would you turn to a pussy nigga? I got 100 things to do. And I can start rapping, but I can't stop stacking fucking figures. Nigga, I'm a crack at it. Thought about letting them get a cut, then I went snacked at it. Yeah, the new Boosie badass at it. I'ma drop a nigga like it like a bad habit. I sit to the ground like a motherfucking rule. I'm a big dog, little fuck nigga, you a pup. Little bitch, clean your draw before you think you a thug. Before I be in front of shows just like you pull. I ain't lying, baby. I swear to God, I ain't lying, baby. No. First, I'll screw you without these plies, baby. Boy, I might dap you like good trap, baby. Big B living, baby. Them boys on my left throwing no seats. I promise them I'ma see them this week. And
tonight. Don't break promises with my D's. And my dog. I want M's and G's, Mr. Mickey D's. She know I am a beast, I am so obese. In Miami, I swear they don't got good weed. Wiz Khalifa, can you send some weed, please?
Yeah. Overseas, nigga. Overseas, nigga. Top floor, clear windows, nigga. Glass house. Dragon GT. You understand? We in that red light district. You understand? 3-1. That means 3 on me, nigga. 3 on me, nigga. You understand me? Just living a life, boy. Hey, thug. Just a dollar for a one, nigga. We can blow a meal, boy. Rich Gang YSL.